for joining us. Today, I am excited to have a ministry feature where I get to introduce one of my favorite teachers when it comes to the Hebrew roots of the Christian faith. He has tremendous understanding and really brings a lot of insight and a lot to the conversation. So with that, I'm happy to introduce Bill Cloud. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Cole. Glad to be here.
Good deal. It's great to have you. And so, Bill, if you had somebody that you were talking to that was a genuine, sincere believer, but they wanted more, they wanted some deeper understanding, if you had just a few minutes with them, what would you talk about and where would you kind of direct them in that conversation?
Well, I guess the easiest way to approach it would be to imagine a tree. And if you see that tree is being comprised of all the people who believe. There's all different sizes of branches. Some are bigger, some are smaller, some are thick, some are thin, some are long, some are short, but it's all one tree. But each of those branches and twigs and shoots represent these individuals and these different denominations and all the different subheadings. But all of those become one as we start moving back toward our roots. And so when we really want to understand what the scripture says, and we really want to understand what the Messiah meant when he said this, and we really want to understand what the future holds, then the key is to move back toward our roots. That's where we really become one, and that's the common denominator for all these different denominations. And so that's what we try to do. And our ministry is called Shorashim, which means roots. And what we're trying to do is to provoke people to understand the roots of their faith, because then you're going to see things you haven't seen before. Then you're going to understand things in Scripture that you haven't understood before. Then things that are considered difficult sayings by the Messiah, you're going to be able to better understand them. And so I would say that it's all about getting back to the roots of our faith, because regardless of your denomination or church affiliation, we all should understand that the roots of our faith go back to Israel. You know, yeah. It goes back to a Hebraic culture. It goes back to the Hebrew language. And so much of our heritage, well, we've been disconnected from it.
Right.
And I believe that there are a lot of people who are sitting in church pews that they're frustrated, or they're, I don't know what the word is, but they're just at the point of they're thinking there's got to be more than just this and just the routine and just the religiosity of it. And I believe that going back and studying and understanding the roots of our faith is going to open up to those people a whole new world they didn't know existed. And in that world, what we see is the missing piece of the puzzle that helps us to feel even closer in our relationship to God.
Absolutely.
So that would be the starting point to help people understand the necessity of understanding our roots.
Definitely. And then, you know, if someone listening right now understands the picture that you just told of that tree and they want to dive in, what would be some real practical advice of how to get started with that?
Read your Bible.
Absolutely.
Start at the beginning. Don't start in the middle. Don't start at the end. Yeah. Start at the very beginning and just read the book. A lot of what we believe and a lot of our doctrine, frankly, is based on what somebody told us. And what we find is when we actually go back and read the scripture, it doesn't say what we thought it said, or it says something we didn't know it said. That's the most practical way to begin this journey, is to read the book for yourself and to understand that it's all God's word, not just at Matthew, but from the book of Genesis all the way to the end. It's God's word. It's applicable to us all. It's not something he changed his mind about. He didn't make a mistake, but read it for what it says, and then let the Spirit of God speak to you and open your eyes to what he wants you to understand. Only he can do that.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And it's one story, one book, and it's one truth. And Bill, hey, I really appreciate your insight. Appreciate you taking a few minutes to be with me here on the program.
Thanks, Cole, for having me.
Absolutely. And folks, to get more information about Bill and his ministry, you can go to BillCloud.org. That's BillCloud.org. And also to hear this interview and other ministry features that we have done here on the program, you can take a look at our new ministry site, TruthRestoration.com. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.